If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The 21st. I'm Nyla Boodoo. We're talking about President Trump's visit to Granite City, just across the border from St. Louis. It's his first time coming to Illinois since he took office. He's scheduled this afternoon to visit a steel mill that has benefited from tariffs on foreign imports he announced earlier this year. Back then, we spoke with the president of the local steelworkers union in Granite City, Dan Simmons. He told us how much it meant for the workers and families in town for all of those folks to be getting back to work. Jason Fernandez is vice president of that same union. It's United Steelworkers Local 1899. He was actually in Champaign yesterday, and I had a chance to sit down with him. Hey, Jason, welcome to the 21st. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I wanted to just ask you a little bit about the union. You all are at United States Steel. Can you tell us a little bit about the workers you represent and the kind of work that they do?
We had several hundred workers just come back off a two-year long-term layoff. What we do out there is we make steel. We pretty much just take pig iron. We take it to the basic oxygen furnace and create slabs of steel in our casters. The slabs of steel goes to a hot roll finishing product where we roll them into coils. And some of those coils are shipped out to customers. Other coils are taken to our cold roll processing units. And that's where they get turned into galvanized steel and what you may know as soda cans and other tin cans, car doors, car hoods, some thinner types of steel.
So there's about 1,200 workers at the facility right now?
As of right now, yes.
And how many of those folks came back to work this year after the president's movements on tariffs?
Roughly 500, give or take 100 or 200. We had to endure some retirements. We have some contract language that we invoked that allowed our members to obtain severances. And then, of course, some resignations as well, where some of the members just resigned their position and went on to other work.
What do you think it means to the community, to Granite City, to have these folks back to work?
It's extremely important. In Granite City, there is such a rich history of that steel mill. Granite City specifically, it's important because 1899 has a significance. And with local 1899 is when the actual steel mill as a granite ware facility from the Niederinghaus brothers began. Then it turned into a steel mill as the years went on. So obviously with the importance of the economies in Granite City and then going eastward and westward into the St. Louis metro area economy, it's been extremely important for a lot of the counties that are surrounding the St. Louis area and the Granite City area for the steel mill as well.
And what do you think it means? I wonder how you feel personally about having President Trump, this being the first place in Illinois that he's going to be visiting since he took office.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to attend. Obviously, I'm in Champaign, so I deal with it. I'm okay with that. As far as me not being able to be there, I'd like to be there to help represent the membership as a whole, and just to at least say, you know, thank you for affirming what we've been fighting for. For me on a personal level, I just want to make sure that everybody understands that, you know, we have membership that has been fighting for decades prior to me even becoming a member of the union, just to make all of these administrations prior to President Trump aware of the injury that we had to take on from subsidized steel. And that's what we were asking for, to impose tariffs. We've been asking for this for a long time, and that was the best way for us to get back to work, the best way for us to be sustainable. And we're just asking for fair trade. And President Trump was able to accommodate for that.
Jason, what's the average, I don't wonder for your unit, what the average hourly wage looks like?
$25, $27 per hour.
That's a pretty good
yes.
hourly wage. And you mentioned to me before we were on air, hiring continues
yes.
at United States Steel?
Yes, on a weekly basis. We're looking at 20 to 30 new hires on a weekly basis.
So, Jason, you mentioned President Trump's actions in this tariffs, which have now, there's been a whole series of actions that have now sort of culminated in this trade war between the U.S. and a couple of other countries. We've talked to a lot of farmers. We're going to talk to a farmer later on in the show about how much that instability has really hurt them. I wonder what you say to farmers who have been hurt by retaliatory tariffs that have helped steelworkers.
That's been a topic of conversation within our union in how to have those conversations. I think right now, if I were to have to sit down and talk to a farmer while speaking to you, I would feel safe to say that I don't know much about the farming industry. In the same token, he may not know much about the steel industry. And so that requires that conversation between the steel industry and the farming industry and agriculture to have that understanding of what we need to fight for and how it may impact the farming industry and vice versa. And I know there are legislators that I don't know if it's purposeful. I can't presume that at all. But it's always, if the steel industry is going to receive this benefit, then the farming industry is going to suffer, and then vice versa.
Or maybe not farmers, but just other manufacturers or other people, because this is just sort of the global economy and how it's working.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's a great
point.
So
I wonder what you would say. So you and steel workers have won out, but there are others in the American economy who have lost.
Yeah.
And what would you say to those folks?
Well, it certainly wasn't our intent to direct that towards the farming industry. And I think, admittedly, we don't know. Speaking as a representative on behalf of the steel industry, just because I've worked in it for now a decade, this is just the narrow vision that rightfully we all have. We want to sustain and preserve what we're working for. And the agricultural industry is going to do the exact same thing. They're going to focus on the agricultural industry and hope that it, within good faith and no ill will intent, that it's going to harm any other industries while doing so. I don't know if that's the give and take. I don't know. I fear that it may be in hindsight to all of these actions that are coming out of it. But I think it's fair to ask that we may need to actually sit down with each other and have that conversation to see if this is the actions that we're going to need moving forward within the steel industry. And if it's going to continue hurting the agricultural industry, that we may also need to sit down and try to figure out what where we can meet in the middle.
That said, you have lots of folks at United States Steel who are really excited about President Trump coming to visit this afternoon. Is it safe to say that all of those folks have his support and votes going forward?
No.
No.
Well, there are. It's just the nature of where we're at right now within the politics of the United States. It's polarized, and it's polarized everywhere. A good portion of our membership is going to adamantly support Trump, and a good portion of our membership will not support Trump. I'm aware that there's going to be protests that's going to be down there. I have no inclination of whether or not our membership's going to participate in those protests, but I'm certain that we're going to have just as much of our membership that's going to be out there willing and ready to even shake his hand if that's going to be allowed. That's how excited some of our membership is. So, you know, that's the truth. That's the reality, that it's polarized, and we just have to be aware as union leadership that we allow our membership to actually sit down and have that conversation with each other as we sit in our lunchrooms with each other. And if we have to have a discussion of politics, that we at least be aware we may not see eye to eye when it comes to politics, but we're going to have to work together, and we're going to have to make sure that we continue to fight for sustainability in our industry and to continue to have a job for the next 30 years.
So it sounds like as a union leader, you are also not going to publicly say how you feel personally about the president.
No, I don't. And I am. I'll admit it. I'll purposely play the diplomacy card here only because I do have to stick up for the membership. In my personal politics, I will sit down and talk with my membership on a personal level. When I work with them 40 hours a week, on three separate shifts, you know, I mean, we go through the grind of working shift work. We go through the grind of working in a steel mill. So I actually have to keep that relationship with them. I want to, not that I have to, but I want to. And there have been disagreements, you know, with myself and others on politics, and we just move on. You brush it off and you move on and make sure that we get our work done while we're there. And if we go out and, you know, have a beer or something later on, then that's what we do too, you know, and make sure that it's just as civil as possible.
Jason Fernandez is vice president of United Steelworkers Local 1899. Lots of his colleagues and coworkers will obviously be in attendance this afternoon to welcome President Trump to Granite City. Jason, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you.
I'd like to turn now to a farmer in southwestern Illinois. As we were just talking about, tariffs on foreign steel have helped workers at that steel mill at the U.S. Steel facility in Granite City. But we also know what's happened after that in the form of retaliatory tariffs by other countries that have hurt our farmers. Ken Schaefer farms hundreds of acres of soybean, corn, and winter wheat in Jersey County. That's just north of St. Louis, about an hour north of Granite City, where the president will be. And he's on the line with us from there now. Hi, Ken. Welcome to the 21st. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Good morning, Alex. It's very interesting to listen to the conversation on the side of the steel workers. It's as he says, well, he's not aware of the farming issues. I'm not totally aware of the steel industry issues as well. So it was very interesting to hear that perspective.
Do you have any thoughts on what Jason was saying?
I know it appears sometimes that there are winners and losers. I think as a country, though, we will all come out ahead. I think there was a lot of unfairness in the trade agreements that were put together previous. I think our president is just trying to get this balance of trade worked out when you're basically at a $500 million deficit in the trade balance, that you can see that things are not equal.
We have to take a break in about a minute, but I just wanted to ask you very quickly how the instability of the past year has affected your operations.
It's quite a bit. It's impacted quite a bit. Our farming operation is mostly a cash sales position. We don't do a lot of forward pricing, even though we do have crop insurance. But when we usually move a majority of our grain in the June and July market time, that's when the processors are looking to carry them over to the new crop. And we were hit hard this year. Soybean prices down $2 a bushel, and corn prices down 65 cents a bushel since the 1st of June. And it has impacted us. And
Ken, I'm going to stop you for just a moment there, because we do need to take a break. But if you can just stick around with me and to our listeners, just after the short break, we'll continue this conversation with Ken Schaefer about his work as a farmer in Jersey County. You're listening to The 21st. You're listening to The 21st. I'm Nyla Boodoo. Thanks for tuning in. My guest is Ken Schaefer. As President Trump makes his first visit to Illinois, he's headed to Southern Illinois this afternoon, going to be visiting United States Steel facility in Granite City. We've been talking about both with steel workers who've gone back to work, how that's been a great thing for them. We're now talking to farmer Ken Schaefer about what the retaliatory effect of those tariffs have had on his farm in Jersey County. Ken, I wanted to ask you, you were just talking before the break about how June and July was a really important time for you. You farm hundreds of acres of soybeans. You were getting that soy to market. And we were talking about the instability of everything. It sounds like what you were saying, though, was you believe overall that you think the president is headed in the right direction here with his decisions that he's made and trying to create a better trade situation for the U.S. overall. Am I right in understanding that?
Oh, I totally agree. Of course, there's anytime there's uncertainty about a new move, that there becomes uncertainty in the markets. But I'm confident that things will work out. United States farmers are some of the most efficient in the world, and we have the most productive farmland in the world, too. A lot of countries have been dependent on buying commodities from the United States, whether it be corn, soybeans, wheat, or even livestock products. I know the hog industry has been built up largely with the export market in tow, and thinking of that in terms of for the swine producers. So I'm totally confident that these countries just cannot turn to somewhere else to buy their grain. That the uncertainty right now is there's some caution in the market.
And in terms of you personally, do you feel like this has been a tough year for you financially because of the president's decisions, or do you feel like it doesn't, you feel like that's in the end not going to make a difference when we look at the long term of this?
Well, it certainly will make a difference, especially as we've seen our input prices keep going up and weather challenges alone, it's hard to predict what your cost of production will be, because you actually do not know until harvest what the actual yields will be. So you kind of have to work backwards through and plan ahead for the next year. Already we'll be in another month, so we'll be contacted by seed companies wanting to for early orders of seed corn and soybeans for next year. And it's like, we don't know how this year is going to turn out. But in all the industries tied together, if farmers are hurting, it hurts our suppliers, because there might be cutbacks in fertilizer or the chemicals and machinery dealers are being hurt a little bit too, because planned purchases of machinery have to be put on hold for now. And for us, it's a wait-and-see program.
And do you feel like, I wonder if your crop insurance will cover losses from this trade war. Is that something that might help as well this year?
Unfortunately, crop insurance is a good tool for farmers. The most we can insure is 85%. There's different levels of insurance a person can purchase, but it's that the price that's determined by crop insurance is based on a point set in time, and then this trade war that we're experiencing right now, this happened outside of the insurance program, so we weren't, it kind of caught us off guard. We didn't plan ahead for this. And I know the welfare or the package the president has addressed here in the last week about $12 billion aid to farmers. To me, it's upsetting to see that some headlines say it's a welfare program for farmers. No, it's a program to help us to get through this tough time until the markets can start reacting again the way they should be.
That said, as President Trump visits Illinois for the first time today since he took office, if you had a chance to speak with him, what would you want him to know about agriculture, particularly in southwestern Illinois?
I would definitely let him know that we're concerned about the trade talks. We're hopeful that things will come together, but we want him to realize that this is not a program that we can drag on for 4 or 5 years, that, you know, we're planning right now for next year, and those plans will be impacted by what we feel the markets will bear.
That's Ken Schaefer. He farms in Jersey County, soy, corn, winter wheat. I know this is a busy time for you with the corn, Ken. Thanks for taking the time to speak with us. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.